all come out of light and love. People wanna know. I decided to bring in a little introduction. And you can call this. My name is.
This is Arizona. You in the streets with Styles. What's popping? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, homies and homegirls? How y'all doing out there? Today is Friday, January 26th. We are down 1 month in 2018 already. Can you believe it? I mean, can you really believe it? A month already is gone, and we know February's short. So guess what this year about to do? Fly like a motherfucker. So, I kind of missed y'all, man. We ain't have a show last week. I was out here doing some model things and such. I'm posting it on Instagram. You know, we doing our sexy thing. Shout out to La and Melanie Media because they did their damn thing with this photo shoot. Shout out to Bree, man, for a different photo shoot. It's just crazy. It's been so much going on, so much positive energy, so many things happening in Arizona in the black community, and you need to be aware. So I'm going to try to update y'all, man, on all my social medias. Y'all already know. Follow me at Call Me Styles on everything. And until then, man, we're going to kick it into something real quick. Gonna find us something that we could jam to for this night because it's motherfucking Friday and I ain't gotta work tomorrow, so let's get it. And we back, and we back. So my last few episodes have obviously been all about spreading the love, spreading the positivity, really trying to get to know the people out in Arizona, but I have not introduced myself. Y'all don't know who I am. Y'all don't know who the fuck Styles is, why he do what he do, what even got him into this. So we gonna break out a little bit and just say a little bit about myself so that y'all know who I am and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And then we'll move on forward, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all can learn a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, moving on. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and tell you who I am, man. I am a native of Jacksonville, Duval County, Florida. For those of y'all who don't know, we don't say what city we from, we say what county we from. Don't ask why, we just do it. That is in the north. That is in the north part of Florida, for the people who don't know. About 5 hours away from Atlanta, about 3 hours away from Tampa, Tallahassee, Orlando, you know, we can get anywhere except for Miami. That's about a good 7-8 hour drive. Anyway, I went to Bethune-Cookman University, HBCU, in the South Daytona Beach, Florida. Transferred then to the University of Illinois up in Champaign, Illinois. Shout out to my Chi-Town folk and to my Champaign townies. Y'all weird as fuck, but you know, I love the Midwest. Let's see. I am an artist. I am a model. I am a black love connoisseur. I am Mr. Positive. I am a man of many colors and many flavors. And I love to do what I do, which is make people happy, make people smile. I like to bring in things. I like to bring in the positives. Yeah. And I like to keep it real. And that's why we got Don't Take It Personal. Anyway, moving forward, I used to run track. I am currently right now taking a break, call it a hiatus. Right now doing modeling, I'm doing a little bit of acting, I'm doing a little bit of music and etc. And matter of fact, what you hear playing in the background right now is my music. And you keep, you keep asking me questions. Wanna play a game like what if? You like the way I lick my lips? Fantasize about our first kiss. You want the top or the bottom, baby, you pick. But you know, that's just a little bit of things that we do on the side around here. And currently, I am the host of This Is Arizona. And of course, you know, you in the streets with Styles. Love music, love art, love poetry, love to look out for stuff. So if y'all got something new coming up, y'all got something new that y'all trying to promote, anything that's going on in the city, in the nation, in the country, that y'all feel like black people just need to know about this, let a man know so we can put it out there, you know, properly. My network ain't vast yet, but believe me when I say it's growing. It is growing and I am loving it. So make sure that y'all stay tuned. Make sure that y'all hit me up on social media, like some photos, comment on some stuff, comment on a video or three, you know what I'm saying? Show me something new.
I hear you say, ah, but you forgot about me. Told you when you left me on, I can be waiting. Your mind's all mine, got your body on fire. Putting on your teeth so you don't want to change. You feel alone anyway, right? But
bow. So we back, and let's go ahead and wrap it up today with our beautiful segment of Don't Take It Personal, DTIP, D-Tip, you know what it is. So let me go ahead and start by don't take it personal if I ask you what your name is more than one time. I'm really bad with remembering names, and I will not apologize for it. Like, you might have not been important the first time that I met you. Maybe you didn't make a good lasting impression. Maybe I was just busy at the time and I ain't hear your name enough. So just don't take it personal. I might ask you 3-4 times, hey, what's your name again? Or I'll just sit back and wait and be like, I'm gonna wait till somebody else say their name. And then when that other person say it, then I know that that's their name. Cause people be giving out fake names and shit. I just ain't got time. So don't take that personal. Bringing it back to the next piece, don't take it personal if I don't like your photo on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or repost and retweet your statuses and all that good stuff. Now listen, I'm real big on making sure that I support everybody and I'm putting out your positive vibes. You know, I love everybody. Do your thing. You gotta hustle, make it happen. But listen here, if I don't like it, I won't like it. You feel me? You are not obligated to get anything from me. I will not make myself like your stuff, even if I don't like it. It's just not gonna happen. If I think your music is trash, sorry, bro. You'll ask me and I'll say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. I don't personally rock with it, but, you know, do your thing. And that's about it. So just don't take it personal. I do support you. I just am not a fan. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll connect you to the right people if necessary. But other than that, get over it, bro. Now, last but not least, this one is specifically out to the niggas that I know. And to the niggas that anybody may know, don't take it personal if your girl think I'm attractive or funny or whatever the case may be, and you start to feel some type of way. I can't affect how your woman feel. If you was doing your job properly, she wouldn't even be thinking about me. In fact, she probably ain't even thinking about me now. You just in your feelings. Stop being so insecure, nigga. You should be feeling goddamn good that you got a woman in the first place. And if you feel like a nigga like me just might take your woman, I think it's time to step your game up. Because my name is Styles and I ain't changing for a while. So, moving on from that, just don't take it personal. If or when your girl seems to have a crush on somebody else, I mean, it is what it is, and handle your business and you won't have to give her up. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was our lovely segment of Don't Take It Personal. Only 3 little tips for today. We're going to move it on. See y'all back next week. We probably going to hear something from PK. Maybe even say, but you know, this is Styles. You're in the streets with him. This is Arizona. Peace.